Let's see. And then, I got it. Okay, I guess we'll start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll have the roll call. I guess Ronnie's going to be signing on pretty soon, so. Karen, roll call.
It works better when I'm on the right tab on here. Okay. Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino.
Here.
We'll note that Heather Buten is excused and Bruce Sill is excused as his chum.
Okay. Do we have any additions or deletions? If we have none, can we get an acceptance of the agenda for tonight?
Motion to accept.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor? We have to wait for Ron so we have a fourth on that, but I guess we could wait a minute and see what's going to happen. Probably take him just a couple of minutes to sign on.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I sent him the agenda, so I don't know whether he's using his phone or if he's getting online through the computer.
And I emailed him the link too, so he should have it either way. So you could just pass on that and go with your other
okay.
stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And you All saw right. the email from the athletic director, he cannot make the meeting tonight too?
Yeah, Karen already advised us that he can't make it, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I think we need all the votes you want to pass on the fourth one, which is acceptance of the minutes and the agenda. So I guess for the time being, till Ronnie signs on, we can go to the public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Is there anybody from the public would like to speak?
Yes, Tom, Line 80, 79 Sunset Drive, Derby. Imagine it would be under old business. I know last month that you had said that you were going to check about either signage, about who can play on the field, who can't play on the field. So I would imagine you have an answer now, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I think when Dennis's comes up, because I think it fell under his report last month, that we could bring up what we have found thus far.
Okay, and then could I reserve the right to talk then if I want to? I doubt if I will want to, but see that I can't talk because I don't know what Demo's going to say.
Yeah, well, you could do that.
I could answer.
I have some additional information on this end too. If you want, go ahead.
The bottom line is no field use without authorization. And
that's right.
It's a wreck. I mean, it's pretty simple.
I looked it up also.
Not so simple to enforce.
Yep. Actually, it's Dennis as the athletic and the athletic director. Dennis with the most authority to book any parks or recreation. So it always falls under that, unless it's an item that's outside that needs approval from somebody else, but they still have to seek it through the Parks and Recs and through the Board of Aldermen, even under that condition. But anybody using the field, the only authorization can come from Dennis. I think Sal mentioned that last time we looked it up, and he is correct. He has the authority to book the park. If there's somebody there that he says no, then it's a no for them. It's just as simple as that. Without authorization, they can't use the park. And there was a second part to that, too, on as far as the parking is concerned. We could take that up under the old business, or we could, you know, I think we should probably wait on that one because that may take a couple of minutes more. Tom, does that help you, what you were looking for?
Yeah. In other words, if there's like 14 people playing football up there that don't belong there, out they go, or could they play? That's all I'm trying to figure out.
It all falls back to the authority of Dennis to make that decision if they should be on that field. It's clear right in the matter of fact, I have it right here. It says that recreation's request for use of parks and playgrounds. The commission shall be advised by the Board of Aldermen that all requests for any use whatsoever for any park or playground shall be the sole responsibility of the Park and Recreation Commission. Approval for non-city sponsored activities is in or on all parks and playgrounds shall require an affirmative vote of the commission with the approval of the board. So because we've give Dennis the authority, he's the one who says what goes, because we're not there for every one of these things. But I think that's pretty clear unless somebody has a question about that.
It's impossible to determine what we would take action on entirely. In other words, it's a slippery slope, okay?
So, but you do have the time, but you have the authority. Park,
right. Most of the time at the public park, we would leave people alone.
Yeah.
Of course, when you get a group that reaches 25 to 30 people, then, you know, action is needed. And if we don't have cooperation, we call the police.
And I think that those people that shoveled the field that last time, that's a little above and beyond. I would think that there would be no question that kind of activity would have to be an A on that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's only common sense. We don't want to damage any of this field. We want to try to keep it as pristine as possible. So, Ron, I think Karen saw you there, right? So Ronnie's here for the rest of the meeting. Karen.
Yeah. Are you still a public person or you're in the meeting now?
Yeah. I just wanted to know you were here. That's all. Okay. Tom, if you're satisfied with that and something comes up in that regard later in the meeting, you're welcome to speak at it if you'd like.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go back to additions or deletions or in the acceptance of the agenda. Do we have a motion to accept the agenda?
So moved, Ron.
Okay. Second. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, John. All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Acceptance of the minutes of March 14th. Has everybody had a chance to look at those?
Boy, they were long. We had that long a meeting?
Yeah.
See what happens when I'm not there to move it along?
That's right, John. Right. Yeah. That's right. We needed you, man. do we have a motion on the 14th, March 14th meetings? Do we have a motion on the minutes?
A motion to accept them as presented.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So moved. We went to the public portion. We already took care of that. Correspondence, Dennis. Anything in correspondence?
Negative.
Oh, wow. All right, we're right down to the director's report then.
Okay. All right, well, we'll start with Little League. Little League postponed their opening day ceremony based on inclement weather and has rescheduled to April 23, which is a real busy weekend for us up at our area. We have the softball pink game, they call it, Derby versus Ansonia. And then there's a boys baseball game that day as well. So it looks like Little League probably will not be able to, well, they maybe could get down to the big field at Payton with their 13 to 15 year old group, which they're hoping to play at Payton on Saturday afternoons, which could work out pretty good, depending on our ability to make sure that we have our pitcher's mound on the field for the weekend. Now, when the pitcher's mound is on the field for the weekend, when the boys play a home game on Friday. If the girls play a home game on Friday, the mound's not out on the field for the weekend. So that causes a little bit of problem. Ed Arnault from Public Works has agreed to bring in his guys. I think it's like three Saturdays to do the mound for doubleheaders that we're playing. But that's not something we want to do weekly for sure. The cost for that is somewhere up around $1,000 to do that. To bring in Public Works on Saturday to rearrange the field based on double headers, boys and girls.
In how many words, guys they bring it in?
Four.
Oh, my God. You need four to do that?
Well, listen, that mound is real heavy. It's real heavy. And you know, they got to put up the fence as well. It's based mostly has to do with the weight of the mound, to be honest with you. Yeah.
You could buy a tow motor cheaper than that.
Huh?
You could buy a tow motor cheaper than that.
Can you? I don't know. But that's good. I mean, I don't know, really. Hey, you know, that's the deal, Ron. So, I mean, listen, he's committed like three times. For busy weekends, and that's what it takes, you know, to get up there on the weekend. And we still don't want anybody touching that stuff, you know, we just don't. Bradley School, that 13 to 15 teams playing at Bradley School as well. Bradley School is in need of fence repair and some replacements. Which is overdue. We kind of thought we could band-aid it a couple times last summer, and we did not. We did not get that done. So we need some work up there on the fence. In regards to baseball, it should be noted that the Seymour Group, the Run and Gun Baseball Club, that put in an application for Payton Field has withdrawn that application. What happened with them was they got a real good deal from Seymour. They're based out of Seymour, but they wanted to come to the turf field. So I know the price that Seymour gave them, and Seymour's allowing them to use three fields. We pretty much probably wouldn't be close to that deal, to be honest with you. I don't know if I want to say the numbers because I'm not 100% sure, but it's cheap as opposed to, you know, what we're looking for to rent our field. So we still do have an application from the Boys of Summer for June and July, some activity in June and July. Maybe
that's what the Board of Aldermen right now?
It is and it's not. The application has to be tweaked, I'll say.
Okay.
The Boys of Summer filled it out themselves. I didn't participate in filling out that application. And there's some things that need to be added.
Okay.
They're particularly concerned with the total price would be if we did not give them a deal, which is not hard to figure out. It's just a matter of making a schedule for them.
Yeah.
And then placing the prices on those scheduled dates.
So if this board approves it, we still have to wait for the approval of the Board of Aldermen to determine what the price would be.
Right. Is that correct? The request is for, you know, a lower price, of course. Sure.
It was on our agenda the other night, but it was pulled off.
Okay. Yes, it's pulled off because it was noted that more information was needed. Okay. I'm the one who asked for it to be withdrawn.
Okay.
With Walter Bayou and the process now, everything going through him, it's a little, it just takes a little getting used to. It wasn't necessarily wanted to be on the Board of Aldermen, but everything that Walter gets, he's putting on. And so I had to basically, simmer it down a little because we need some more information.
So if they fill this out, you're going to get it to the Board of Aldermen for our next meeting. Is that the deal with that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know why it probably should go right to operations and procedure, but that's not happening. It's got to be kicked back to operations. Am I right, Ronnie?
If it was ready, it could have went.
I wish we could just send it to them because ultimately it's going to them.
Yeah.
But is there a reason why they're not submitting the application to you, Dennis?
Well, you might remember there's no reason they're not submitting it to me. Listen, there's things that in the app, that the information that's not in that they're not privy to right now. It has to do with what I said, the price of what every minute of that field would be if we charged every minute of that field.
But why wouldn't they? But the application specifically says to submit it to you. So why would they not submit it to you?
It passed. They did submit it to me, and it went to me and Walter, and Walter put it on the Board of Aldermen agenda. And I asked him to take it off. It hasn't been acted on by me. I do have it. I didn't participate.
No, I got it. I got it. You said the magic word. I got it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Normally, I sit down with these people and fill out the application. That didn't happen with this one.
Okay.
Everybody else, there hasn't been that many of them.
Well, you said they want to start in June, so...
Yes.
If to get this through,
yes.
It's going to have to make an alderman meeting someplace for a vote.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think the aldermen are going to do what they did with the other one, which is kick it back to operations and procedures. And, what would be best for me would to just send it to operations and procedure. Because it just.
Well, why don't you?
Because I don't know.
Because that makes too much sense.
Well,
who's ahead of the that particular group?
Who's the chairperson, Ron? Barbara?
I don't know if Barbara still is she, Mark?
No, Anita is in charge of operas and procedures. Okay. Anita, yeah. Rob,
send it directly to her also, and send a copy to the Board of Aldermen also, Dennis.
Yes.
Tell them what our priorities are with a special note saying we need, if we're going to be doing this, we have to get it moving. And so the board will have to know what we're talking about and that committee. So that should cover us.
Committee meeting is the 28th.
The 28th?
Yeah, and then you won't have another.
Does that make sense to everybody? That we do it that way? That way we're sure we're covering it?
You won't have another board meeting until May 12th.
Okay, May 12th.
Board of Aldermen?
Right.
Their next is
the subcommittee's the 28th, right?
The committees are always the fourth to Thursday. And
okay.
Regular meeting is always the second Thursday.
Okay, I think that's the best solution. That way we're covering everything. And so if somehow it gets mixed up, we at least tried to cover everything because we're not making any money on this field. So I suspect this commission will be voting in favor of this because we need to start figuring out how we're going to start funding some of this stuff, even with our budget. So, all right, Dennis, does that make sense? Does everybody agree that's what we should do?
Oh, I concur with that.
Yeah, I think that's the safest solution for now, because otherwise it's going to go to the board, just like Dennis said. It's going to get bumped down to the subcommittee. Then it's going to go back to the board. That puts it in June.
Right.
And they want to start in June. So right to the subcommittee, have them put that on their agenda. And then when they meet, and then all they got to do is bring it forward to the board. And that way on May 5th or whatever date you said it was, Ron, it could come up on the board and it will have followed the procedure that the city has said we should be following.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I think we're all in agreement that that's what we want. It doesn't require a vote. We're just in agreement that that's the direction.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Go ahead, Dennis. From there, okay.
All right. Good for that. Pop Warner has scheduled football clinics along with our new high school football coaches on April 23 and April 24. I had mentioned previously that April 23 is a very busy day. That's one of the reasons as well. Okay. So we're hoping for some decent attendance at that, at those clinics. It's a wish that we have a decent attendance for that. That would look favorably on us reigniting that program if we could get some kids to show up that day. You all know that the Tri-State Shields have their football game. That's June 4. That's the New York Police team. June 4. Youth soccer will start their program on April 19. They are using Whittick Park on Tuesday and Thursday evenings for starters. No other dates so far from them. Veterans Community Center remains very busy. We still need a new floor in our health club, which we lost due to the water damage problem that we have, which we have not we have not found out the reason for the water 100%. We found clogged drains on the roof of 35 Fifth Street, which are certainly contributors. We're finding out slowly how this water is getting in this building. It did ruin our floor down there. We're going to go with a complete rubber floor, when we get our new floor. So any water, wouldn't do the kind of damage it did with, carpeting, of course.
Where are we getting bids for that? Or do you have somebody, or?
Yeah, I need one more price. I have two. I need one. We'll see. It's not cheap, but we'll see how that goes.
Nothing cheap today.
Nope.
Is that an insurance claim, Dennis, or is that on the chin?
No. Yeah. What's our deductible, Mark? Our deductible is $25,000. So,
oh geez,
yeah. So the insurance claim is
why have insurance.
Yeah, it's that's an interesting point, but that's what it is. That's what it is. No, it's not an insurance claim. And that's all I have.
Well, because we talked about the parking at the fields, I would like to discuss that bring that back up so that we have a handle on this. Sal, of course, you'll be very interested in this. I looked up all of the city ordinances, and of course, fire lanes, handicap, that's state statute and city. That's not a problem at all. That those all go through the fire marshal's office and the police department and stuff. However, the other parkings in the city of Derby, there's special parking areas, and there's stipulations or city ordinances that cover all of those. It covers certain portions around the Griffin Hospital, downtown, winter parking, all of the above things, but it doesn't specifically talk about a city park parking area. So I think there's three things that we need to do. One is we may have to develop, in order to follow this up in a legal aspect, we need to possibly shore up the ordinance in the city of Derby about park, when and how people can park on the property of this, of the parks in the city of Derby. And I think we need the Corp Council to take a look at that to see if it requires an ordinance. And the other thing is, as, until this is established, I think what we need to do is we need to post it and hope that there's no, that people just go by the posting until we can get something that is specific to our parks. Unless somebody else has found something other than the handicap or the fire zones or something, I have seen nothing else. So it may require an up, and actually an addendum to certain parking in the city of Derby. So I don't know if anybody else has taken a look at that. Sal, have you had a chance to look at any of that?
No, Chief, I haven't, but my thought process, and I completely understand the Corp Council angle. However, if the parks are closed at sunset, so be it the parking. The parking is part of the park. So if the parks are closed at sunset, that means nobody belongs there.
Right. So I agree with that part. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we post it and ask the Corp Council if we require an ordinance, because saying, once the park closes, that's it.
Right.
I agree with that.
Right.
That was my point. But I think in case they do get a ticket and they want to oppose it, then there may or may not be an issue with whether they'd be, found liable for whatever, ticket or towing or whatever. Does that sound reasonable?
It does. And we have an appeal process to the ticket program. So if somebody's issued a ticket for overnight parking when it's not allowed, we have an appeal process, and that would bring it to head for sure. But I like the Corp Council angle, and I'm fine with that, as long as we make progress on it.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, but based upon what you're saying and what I feel also, is that we buy the signage, no parking after parks close, and the follow up with the corporation is just to show that we're doing the right thing. That's all. I think we're safe with that, just like you're saying, Sal. So
I agree.
I think we order enough signs for each of the parks so that we can cover the safety of the city and the parks. So I don't even know if we need a motion on something like that, or if we just
that's just should be the rules. I mean, once you let them know their expectations,
that's what I think.
Right.
So I think that we can all agree that that's the most prudent way to go. And if the Corporation Council says, just like Sal says, I had a cold last week. Don't worry, you can't catch whatever it is.
Don't worry, I'm putting my mask on right now.
Yeah, right. I was ready to zoom. Yeah.
Anyways, we'll go with that route. Dennis, we got to identify how many signs and where we need them. And we got to order them up as soon as we can, get them posted, okay? And then the rest we can do by sending a letter to, you said we have to send it through the mayor's office to talk to the Corp Council, right? Or to Walt May or wherever it is. One way or the other, we need to send them a letter, and we also need to get the signs.
Okay.
No parking after parks closed.
Yeah.
Because they're closed.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that should resolve those two issues that we had been talking about. So.
Very good.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know if there was anything else. Dennis,
What are we on? Other business?
We were just finishing up under Dennis's, so we're now we didn't add anything to the new or other business, but we're at 8 now, new or other business. Do we have any new or other business to come before the board?
I had a question, and I don't know where it belongs, but I see that there's tree work that's been done up at Wittick Park, and rightfully so. Those pine trees are getting certainly suspect in their size and age. And so we've had some tree work done up there, And I don't know who drove the bus on that, but my question is, one, are the stumps going to be ground? And do we know if they're going to be ground? And two, the crew left an awful lot of tire ruts in the water's edge there at Wittick Park specifically. And I honestly, I'd like to see that cleaned up. So if it was an outside vendor or Public Works, whoever did it should go up and clean that up.
Yeah, I wasn't aware
Dennis,
of anyone.
Do you know?
Yeah,
do you have any idea?
Well, it would be both the outside vendor who there was one, yes, and Public Works as well. They both were on the scene, so I'll have to talk with Ed in the morning.
Okay,
sure. Stumps right. And tire marks.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Just a
very good.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. So. Is there any other new or other business come before the board? And any new or other business?
Yeah, last year we were talking about maybe putting some trout into up by Wittick Park.
Mark,
on the state, anything new on that?
Mark, did you had some information on that, right? Are you there, Mark?
Yep. On which one?
On the possible trout up at Wittick Park.
Stocking.
Did you hear any more on that stocking it?
I will follow up obviously because it's the time now. But they were supposed to. They said their boat to check the depth was broken. That was when we talked about it then. And honestly, I did not. But I will follow up this week with that.
Yeah, I did notice that they were putting trout in streams and lakes or whatever they are in the state of Connecticut this week.
I saw it that weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is if the state won't do it, if it's not that much, it's like $500 or $600. If you had some money left in your budget, you could just authorize to do it. If you had, I don't know if Dennis has any, $500 or $600.
That is possible. If needed, yes, that is possible. For sure, if that's what we want to do, and I just need to know how we get it done.
I'll check with the state. Like I said, the thing is, if the state stocks it, it has to be changed to where people could keep the fish. You couldn't do a catch and release. But other than that, that's a policy change that I guess the Board of Aldermen or you guys would have to recommend or whatever. But, it's not a bad, it's a nice opportunity.
I'll be honest with you. I'd appreciate it if Parks and Rec could pick up the tab for that.
We're not monitoring the catch and release anyway. How could we?
Yeah, right.
I mean, everybody keeps the fish in there anyway.
Huh? What's that, Jack? Sorry.
I said a lot of people, especially last year, were keeping the fish.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you rather we take that up and have it done?
Sure.
Is that what you're saying, Dennis?
Yeah, sure. I think it belongs in our, our category, our domain.
That's
so
right.
Not. It's our, it's a park. And
Mark, could you find that info for us? If you can, we'd appreciate
I'll go see Mark tomorrow or next day.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Or perhaps what you could do in order to move the process along, maybe you could approve it contingent upon the state not doing it if you feel strongly about it. Pass it contingent upon, if we get the state to do it, fine. If not, at least Dennis wouldn't have to wait a week. We could, because you could, if it's set to go, we could call them up and they could come pretty quick because it's the state hatchery that does it.
Either way, great. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Well, we would have to add that to our agenda tonight, though. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, but I think it certainly would make sense.
Yeah.
We
can do that.
That's
under the old business?
Yeah,
you're right. It was under the old business. That's right, Ron. So do we have a motion based upon if the state cannot stock the Wittick Park that we make a recommendation that our commission stock the park for the citizens of Derby?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, John Pittman made the motion.
I'll second.
Sal second. All in favor?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so moved. Very good. That's a good one, John.
That's
good thing you remembered.
And just If I may, just for clarification, when you say Wittick Park, you mean both reservoirs, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. That's awesome. Very exciting. Did the price just
double, Mark? Did the price just double?
I don't know what the price is going to be, but I just want to make sure that the intent is clear, because you know how people might question it, and if the board has a certain vision, then we'll carry out what their vision is, Mr. Director of Parks and Rec, and I'm happy to help.
I reserve the right to wiggle out of this if it's a
$5,000. You sound like you're slipperier than a trout.
Yeah.
Like an eel, maybe.
Yeah. No, that's great stuff.
Okay. I don't know if is there anything else, or are we ready for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Oh, we have a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
7:42.
Okay,
7:42. I'll second it.
Don, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate the good work you do for Derby.
I still have to digest that $1,000 to move the mountain.
Yeah. Well, defense as well, Ronnie. As well. So it's not just the mountain.
I'm up to 250 in my head.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's defense. Yeah.
Well, have a good night, okay. Guys. It's a minimum 4 hours, and it's four guys. So, you know, that's the problem. It's, you know, they come in, they got to come in for four.
Yeah. Have a good night, guys.
Okay. All right.
Have a nice holiday, everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Happy Easter.
Bye.